all in mid-pod.
Lettuce, tomato. The theme of guns, girls, and guitars.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
I have only five words for you. From my cold, dead hands!
By sampling the wealth of music and sound effects available on Audio Fidelity Stereo Discs, you can take a trip around the world without leaving your easy chair.
I like going to the Design Mart because I like to be surrounded with women.
Play your part.
My bitch a choosing lover, never without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover.
I can take care of myself. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, okay, that's just great. What's EC? Freak!
I know you like two things I like. Ooh. Chicken and chicks.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, to the point of WMFO.
Who was the creator of all this? This Mr. James Gardner Cullen.
Freak sucks.
He's coming, your favorite DJ. He's coming, your favorite DJ. He's the greatest.
Lots of music, lots of fun. In our town, he's number one.
He's coming.
Hi, Carlton.
How's it going?
Good. Edward Buford from WMFO.
All right. Where's that from?
From Medford. Actually, Tufts University.
Medford?
Yes, that's the way some people
right.
say it.
Medford. Don't give me that Medford.
My show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Making headlines at this hour, Senator John Tester of Montana is co-sponsoring a bipartisan measure that will protect and strengthen gun rights in the Senate's health care reform bill. If it passes, the amendment will prohibit companies from raising health insurance premiums or denying health care coverage to law-abiding citizens who keep firearms in their homes. It also forbids the federal government from collecting private information about guns, ammunition, or lawful storage of firearms under the health care reform bill.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
I think that if every single child in every single classroom had a gun, there wouldn't be no shooting.
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
WMFO, Medford.
Now, what's the little drop-ins from propaganda pieces?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
I want to talk to you about something so natural that only human nature reveals it. So fundamental that kids understand it best. It's the tie that binds us, you and me. It's no less than the salvation of our country. It's our feel for freedom.
あのバカどもの歌う演歌だけ でぐちぐち言うやつ、犬小屋で残飯食べてりゃいいのさ。歴史の怖さを知らないやつとは一体どっちか考えもんだね。死に囲まれた俺たちは闇の中で何を夢見たら見直さ。 Yeah, 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 yeah. 笑って騒いでわめき散らして、空っぽの頭で狂いたくだけ。 Yeah, 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 yeah.Yeah, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
from there,
shut down.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's my better.
Eat me!
Good evening and welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio from who knows where. Like right now, where are we? Surrounded by a bunch of children.In a playground. In Japan, in fact. This is a recording somebody made of children at the international school in Japan. Our theme this evening is called Guns, Girls, and Guitars. And...Well, I think this is going to be a somewhat controversial topic, as Chuck Yu disclaimed in the show intro. The views and opinions expressed in this sound collage aren't necessarily those of WMFO, the Tufts University Board of Trustees.Or even this show's producer. That'd be me! Yeah, they're the views of the participants. And this evening's show, Guns, Girls, and Guitars, we're going to be playing songs about guns. The bunch of...public service message excerpts sprinkled throughout, and some news stories from the past about guns. And we're going to be having a lot of girls, girl bands, particularly Japanese girl bands playing guitar, and a lot of other women.Playing on this evening's program, as well as some pretty good guitar riffs. So, yes, this episode is dedicated to my dear friend Peter Stefano, who passed away 8 years ago yesterday, age 50, of a massive heart attack. Peter was a gun owner and an NRA member, and I think in 2023, it's important to realize that the NRA wasn't always this rather radical organization that it is today. In fact, in the 20th century, the NRA was in many ways a conservative organization, but a conservation organization dedicated a lot more towards enjoying the great outdoors and nature. And what's happened over the last few decades is the NRA was essentially taken over by the gun manufacturers and some other radical people who saw that they could make a lot of money by doing that. So Peter and I first met when his family bought the house next door to me around 2000. And we ended up talking an awful lot as he renovated that home. He was always proud to go and show me what he was working on. And we got along fabulously. He, as an NRA member, he got this magazine from them, the American Rifleman, and he ended up passing them along to me, and I'd read most of them. And in fact, in today's sound collage, in the first set coming up, we're going to be hearing one of those NRA stories as narrated by my friend RJ Thal. And after the Newtown Sandy Hook shooting in 2012, when the NRA declared that the solution was more guns in more people's hands, I came to understand deeply a key thought that a former WMFO manager, extraordinary manager, Andy Saylor, had mentioned to me previously. No matter the membership of the NRA, it's fundamentally financially supported by the gun manufacturers, whose primary goal is to sell more guns. And Peter and I had our biggest disagreement ever over that, and ultimately I asked him to no longer give me any more of those NRA magazines. But that was our biggest ever fight. And we got over that. I mean, I never took any more of them from him, but that's something that I think about sometimes. Not very much, given our long, great friendship. But in any case, that's what our show is going to be. As I mentioned in an email to John Fisk about this episode, John Fisk from Beverly, more so than the typical sound collage, this one is structured to be an emotional roller coaster. In the next set, our first main set, we're going to be hearing a color box sound collage. Looks like we're Shy One Horse, the shootout mix there with RJ and a story from the American Rifleman. And we're going to be hearing a couple of female artists, including the Go-Go's and Tori Amos. Her song, Me and a Gun, about when she was raped. The story details are a little different from that, but, this is art. And also Nashville Pussy in the next set. Kind of song talking about a situation where people often have guns. And we're going to start this off with, of course, we started off the show with the Japanese band Zuno Keisatsu and a song called Yuwo Tori, Pick Up the Gun, from a fabulous compilation called Far East Rock Collection 70s. And we've got a lot of Charlton Heston in this set. He was a famous American actor. The Ten Commandments, he played Moses, and he was in the first Planet of the Apes, a spectacular movie. Also, The Omega Man and Soylent Green. He was active. He was quite active in civil rights in the 1960s, and his politics changed. Well, he claimed that he left the Democratic Party because the Democratic Party changed, not him. And he went on to become, yes, a very active president of the NRA. And it was a different NRA organization then. So we're also going to be hearing comments from WMFO's most controversial DJ ever, in many ways, Billy Bob Neck. And we're going to start off this set with, yes, of course, another Japanese band, a Japanese girl band. Here is Shonen Knife with a song I'm sending out to the DJ that follows me, Alex, who saw the Barbie movie. This is one they toss in their DJ Easy Ed thing. Tough Beat, originally by Sandy Nelson, here on the Plastic Sushi Sound Clash. WMFO with Medford.
I grew up in the woods of northern Michigan, where I imagined and became 100 different heroes. I was free to dream of all the men I might become. Maybe you remember that real freedom when you were a kid, in a time, before clocks and mortgages, before taxes and laws and government, before life and its liars built fences around your dreams. When possibility was limitless,
and freedom flowed through you like fresh air. You can see it in the unbridled gallop of a running boy. It's in his spirit and longing to go anywhere, do anything, to become anyone. That's the freedom so easily plundered by growing up that I hope you'll find again.
5 a.m. Friday morning, Thursday night, far from sleep. I'm still up and driving, can't go home, obviously. So I'll just change direction, 'cause they'll soon know where I live. And I wanna live. Got a full tank and some chips. With me and a gun and a man on my back. And I sang holy, holy as he buttoned down his pants. You can laugh, it's kind of funny. The things you think in times like these. Like I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this. Yes, I wore a slinky red thing. Does that mean I should spread for you, your friends, your father, Mr. Ed? Was me and a gun and a man on my back. But I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this. And I know what this means. Me and Jesus, a few years back, used to hang, and he said, it's your choice, babe. Just remember, I don't think you'll be back in 3 days' time. So you choose well. Tell me what's right. Is it my right to be on my stomach, a Fred Seville? It's me and a gun and a man on my back. But I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this. And do you know Carolina, where the biscuits are soft and sweet? These things go through your head when there's a man on your back. You're pushed flat on your stomach. It's not a classic Cadillac. Me and a gun and a man on my back. But I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this. I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this.
It used to be the fun was in the capture and kill. In another place and time,
yeah. This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle anymore.
And that was when the fun was in. The capture I'd kill in another place and time. I did it all for thrills. Love me and I'll leave you. I told you at the start. I had no idea that you.
Apply for the school.
Basically, our school is a school to help young ladies and girls yourself and learn more about their sexuality.
Sounds like a very progressive school. I'm eager to learn.
Looks like we've got one.
You brought too many. I have only five words for you. From my cold, dead hands.
In the past, a member of the NRA, I've had them call me up and say, we need you to renew. And what I say to them is, I would like to help you, but I need to save all of the money that I can and put it into more guns and ammo.
Two men learned their neighbor had just filled a prescription for painkillers and quickly hatched a plan to steal them. Perhaps the men should have thought things through a little more carefully. They were aware that their victim owned a handgun. One of the men waited in the car while his accomplice entered the home and began viciously punching and choking the homeowner. Battered, the homeowner retrieved his handgun and shot the intruder, killing him. The other suspect was nabbed shortly thereafter. The homeowner was treated for injuries.
Run out and get that like a good girl.
She's got the drive. right up there. Stop the car right here.
Gang violence.
Gunshots on 5th and Vine.
Police. Jail. A family.
It's gonna be okay.
A brother alone.
Hey, little man, come here. What you got in your bag?
A sister afraid. A father worried.
Son, are you okay?
A child without. A mother counting the days till her boy is home.
I just hope my baby's safe.
These are the sounds of gang violence. From the day you're sentenced, your family starts facing the true hard time with you. Something to think about before you commit a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
What's up, I'm Beyonce.
Hey, hey, I'm Kelly.
Hello, I'm Michelle.
And we're Destiny's Child.
And we're just reminding you that friends don't let friends drive drunk. Be safe, God bless.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, exclusively here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web. Yes, we are Tufts, free-form, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and this evening's theme is called Guns, Girls, and Guitars. And Chuck Yu's disclaimer in the show intro definitely applies throughout. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily WMFO, Tufts University, or this show's producer. That be me. We began that last set with a Japanese girl band. My favorite of them all, Shonen Knife, from Osaka, Japan, and that was their second version of their classic song, Twist Barbie. I was sending that out to Alex T, who follows us, at least he did last week, and hopefully this week, promptly at 10 p.m. with his show, Hyper Reality. And then we heard from Tori Amos with a story about being raped. Me and a Gun from her Little Earthquakes album. And then it was the Go-Go's with Lust to Love, followed by those British creators of sound collages extraordinaire, Color Box. They were an English electronic band and active between 1982 and 1987. And their basic problem, besides the success that they had and the problems that came from that, was being sued by all the record companies whose artists they had made samples of. And in back that time, the legality of sampling was not quite so clear, and they just went ahead and did it. And, well, they got sued out of existence for that. But they made some great sound collages. I got that on their Best of Color Box 1982 to 1987 album. Highly recommended. And that, we enhanced that with some clips from WMFO's most controversial DJ ever, Billy Bob Neck, talking about what the table settings were up in heaven. And also in there, Charlton Heston, noted actor and president at one time of the NRA. We're going to be hearing more from him later in the program. And then it was Nashville Pussy, and She's Got the Drugs. She's also got a gun. then some public service announcements, including one about the sounds of gun crimes and how many people it can affect. So, in the next set, we are going to be hearing some more songs about guns and some more, well, we're going to be hearing from Le Tigre and their sound collage, Dyke March 2001, and also the Spice Girls and some AC/DC at the end to close us out. A deep cut, Guns for Hire, from the Flick of the Switch album. But we're going to start things off with another Japanese girl band that plays guitars. Here from Tokyo are the 5678s. And a song called Guitar Date. Here on the Plastic Sushi Scrubber Isn't Time Sound Collage.
Only on WMFO in Medford. Top Springboard Radio!
You know how I feel. Say you could my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Thinking it's too easy, but that's the way it is.
So here's a story from A to Z. You wanna get with me, you gotta listen carefully. We got M in the place who likes it in your face. You got G like MC who likes it on a easy V. Who doesn't come for free, she's a real lady. And as for me,
don't you remember how for a boy the dawn of day needs no alarm? It explodes with possibilities. Every tree dares to be climbed. Every hill defies a look beyond. Every car or plane or train is a ticket to adventure. Every bike can fly. Pets can talk. Every planet supports life. Good guys always win. And a new occupation is possible every day. You were told, in America, anyone can be president. And you considered that a serious career option. Before romping off into the next what if. And by day's end, fighting sleep for fear you'd miss something. It's not playful nonsense. That's freedom. The sheer exhilaration, the power of the freewheeling possibilities in your life. It is a uniquely American gift. Freedom is the intoxicating natural high of human nature. At 73, I not only remember it, I still feel it. And I think you do too. Because that boundless freedom born into a young boy isn't something in his hands. It's in his heart. In the same way, what brings millions of gun owners together isn't found in our guns. It's in our souls. Freedom isn't detectable by our five senses. No. What binds us is a sixth sense for the essence of freedom. Like that wide-eyed boy, full of wonder. We instinctively recognize its presence. For too many, freedom is just a word. But not for you and me. We know it when we've got it. We damn sure know when it's being stolen. Special sixth sense for freedom obliges you and me to safeguard it, to preserve it, especially when others will not.